Oneida County Sheriff Rob Mitchell in the studio. How are you, Rob?
Very good. Good morning.
It's weird not seeing you in your uniform.
Yeah, I chose to wear something a little casual today.
I like that though. Yeah.
I couldn't get my shirt on because I did break my finger last night working out in the gym, and I've never had a cast on my hand or on my finger before, so it's
pretty badly broken too, huh?
Yeah, pretty good break and clumsy as usual. You know, usually when I'm either working out or playing a sport or something, that's usually when I end up getting hurt.
You seem like a pretty in shape guy. What's your bench?
Yeah. I don't do that stuff anymore. No. I used to lift weights a lot growing up. Now I'm at the point where it's the cardio thing that's important to me. And, last night it was a last minute decision to go to the gym with my, one of my kids and, ended up in the ER.
Hmm. So. I've never broken a bone in my illustrious career of stupid antics. I've never broken a bone and I've only had 3 stitches my whole life around my nose.
I can't say that. I've had a lot of stitches, but no big deal. We'll get through it. Just at least it's not my strong hand.
Yeah.
And it's not the hand that I have to sign everything.
Good. Well, that's important because we don't want to have
We'll be functioning just fine
today. Well, hopefully you're going to be signing some accreditation papers.
Absolutely. And we are working on our reaccreditation. At the end of this year, our 5-year accreditation period is up. And we've assigned a member of the sheriff's office supervisory staff to oversee the reaccreditation. And basically, the accreditation project, set of standards set forth by the state of New York regarding the operations of a law enforcement agency. And it basically professionalizes your agency.
Right.
You're following state design standards on all aspects of the law enforcement operation. Every 5 years you have to get recertified. And basically, it's an ongoing thing for us every day. I mean, the policies are being followed. Files are being kept on all the different policies that are part of the accreditation. And we just need to make sure everything's in order and the state comes in for basically an inspection.
Right,
to make sure that you're following everything and you can prove over the past few years that you've consistently followed all your policies, which certainly the sheriff's office has. And then again, we get recertified for another 5 years. Again, it adds a real high level of professionalism to your operation. Your liability carriers certainly like that because these are standards that the state recommends. And it helps on the end of your liability insurance costs.
Rob Mitchell's in the studio. He is the Oneida County Sheriff. 624-0870, 624-0870 if you have any questions. You guys got a lot going on over there.
It's been very busy. I've always told people that, with time things will slow down, but obviously that hasn't happened.
It seems like they've been amping up.
But real quick, this week is National Crime Victims' Rights Week. It's an important week for victims of crimes. The one thing I wanted to stress about the Sheriff's Association, New York Sheriff's Association has a victim hotline. It's referred to as VINE, V-I-N-E, and it's a system that's available to victims of crimes so they can monitor the custody of the offenders.
Mm-hmm.
They can either by phone or by the internet. They can monitor when the offender is being moved from maybe one facility to another, when they're going to be released so they can be notified of a release. So if there's anyone out there that is a victim of a crime and the offender is currently in custody somewhere in the entire state, again, this is a New York State Sheriff's program that's offered, and it's free. You can either go online to www.vinelink, that's V-I-N-E-L-I-N-K, vinelink.com, and you can set yourself up on that, or you can call a 1-888 number, toll-free, 1-888-VINE, V-I-N-E, 4-NEW-YORK. So it's 1-888-VINE, the number 4, and then NY. And that'll also give you the prompts that you need to, and you can log on. And again, prior to the offender being released, the victim would be notified so that
That's important.
They can keep them safe.
Yeah, so that's just one of the things that's going on up there. What else you got?
We're also, certainly we're spreading out into the community, letting everyone know the things that the sheriff's office has to offer in addition to the traditional, the law enforcement protection and obviously the correctional facility and the civil division. But we also have a project that we're advancing on that's been in the sheriff's office for a long time, and that's Project Lifesaver. It's certainly the past few months we've really expanded it. But Project Lifesaver is for any dementia or Alzheimer patients or people with related disorders or children with Down syndrome or autism where they may wander away from home.
Right, yeah.
And basically, We provide a monitor that's put on the person, wow, on their wrist, and should that person ever wander away from home or wherever, a call to 911 quickly activates the system. We'll have a team respond to the area where the person last was with the transmitting equipment, and from the item that they're wearing on their wrist, we can track them and locate them. It's been a very successful program here in Oneida County. And in other places around the country. We were one of the first ones here many years ago prior to my arrival, obviously, when this program was instituted. But we do have a member that's assigned to coordinating this. So if there's anyone out there that may have a family member or a loved one that, you know, tends to possibly wander away and you know, not be able to get back home, we encourage them to please call the sheriff's office. And the direct line for the person in charge is 765-2220, 765-2220, and that deputy will give you the complete lowdown on the project. They'll come out to your home, or you can come to our office, do the paperwork. We'll get them set up with the monitor, and then hopefully, like I said, if there's ever a time when the person wanders away, we can quickly locate them.
And that's pretty important.
That's a free service.
That's big because, you know, in upstate New York, we have a lot of rural areas where people can.
Yes.
Get lost in, and
yes.
And that's a lot of manpower,
yep,
to go searching through the,
yep,
woods or the lakes,
yep,
or whatnot.
So, again, if anyone wants to, please take advantage of both of those programs. That's what they're there for. Day-to-day operations have been going well. I'm blessed that we have hundreds of dedicated men and women in all three divisions of the sheriff's office. On the administrative end, we've been monitoring and trying to tie up some loose ends on some issues. You know, we want to make sure that everything is accountable for. Budget is it's been a unique challenge.
Yeah, that's got to be different. I mean, you were the mayor of New York Mills.
Yes.
And so what's the difference between like a town or a village budget compared to?
The budget in New York Mills was just a little over $2 million,
yeah,
when I left, about $2.1 million. The sheriff's office budget's about $34 million.
Wow, that's a pretty good jump
difference.
Up. Yeah,
big difference. But again, it's a well-oiled machine. We've got some great people in there, but you know, monitoring things from day to day. But we've made some changes in how things are being monitored, and we're ensuring that things are, you know, being accountable. And we've seen a huge difference. And I certainly don't want to jinx myself, but the first quarter of 2011 compared to the first quarter of 2010. Just, you know, in the area, let's say, of overtime in one of the divisions or two of the divisions, we've seen a huge decrease in the amount of overtime. Well, and that's a great thing because, you know, there were a lot of cuts to the budget that was handed to me. It was done prior to my arrival. So we have to get creative in order to make the operation run all the way through the year with what I've got to work with. So we think, you know, we're confident that by making the changes and making things a little bit more accountable on the beginning part of the year, that it's certainly going to work to our benefit as the year progresses.
The snow's melted, snowmobiles are put away, everybody's breaking out the four-wheelers.
Yep.
What are common misconceptions that people have while four-wheeling? You cannot drive one on the road. Is that correct? Is that right?
That is correct. There are some exceptions to that, depending on the municipality. There are certain instances where, you know, certainly you're allowed to cross the road and whatnot. But, you know, obviously these machines, if you're on property other than your own, mm-hmm, they've got to be properly insured. And in some cases, they need to be registered. If anyone has any questions, again, feel free to call our office, 736-0141. The call will be transferred right down to one of our patrol division people. They'll answer your question. Better be safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
And again, with the snowmobiles being put away, we're getting the boats out. And I think I may have, last time I was on the show, we reported that our reimbursement from the state,
right,
has been reinstated. So we're our 2010 money that's due to us is being processed now.
Good.
And 2011 is good to go. So we'll be back on the waterways.
That's great to hear. Because we try to brand upstate New York as there's so much to do. Get out there. We have lakes, rivers, everything.
Yes.
But we have to keep them safe too.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
where you guys. And when I heard that program might get cut, I thought it was a big problem.
Exactly.
So I'm glad to see it's back
Lots of exciting things going on. Thank you for having me this morning. And again, if anyone out there has any questions, Feel free to give us a call anytime. If there's groups out there that would like to tour our facility, we're doing those all the time. Anything I can do to promote the fine work of the people in the sheriff's office that have been there for many years, I certainly want to make that part of my objective.